Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The AI Prompt Playbook by James Caldwell is a practical guide to prompt engineering for everyday users of generative AI tools. Its subject is not artificial intelligence theory in a technical or academic sense, but the applied skill of writing prompts that produce clearer, more useful, and more reliable outputs. The book is positioned for beginners and working professionals who use ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, or Microsoft Copilot and want less trial and error in their interactions with these systems. Its central promise is organized around the CRAFT framework, a five-step approach for turning vague requests into more structured instructions. The book also emphasizes immediate usability through a large collection of ready-to-use prompt templates organized around real-world tasks. Rather than treating prompting as guesswork, it presents it as a repeatable communication process involving context, constraints, examples, refinement, and awareness of platform differences. Its purpose is practical skill development rather than deep technical explanation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the CRAFT framework turns prompting into a repeatable writing process. A central feature of the AI Prompt Playbook is its use of the CRAFT framework, described as a five-step method for writing prompts that produce more precise and useful results. The value of such a framework is that it reduces the common tendency to treat AI prompting as a one-sentence command. Generative AI systems respond more effectively when the user defines the task, supplies relevant context, clarifies the expected format, and gives the model enough constraints to avoid generic output. The framework appears designed to help beginners notice these elements before they submit a prompt. This matters because weak prompts often fail for predictable reasons: the goal is unclear, the audience is unspecified, the desired length or structure is missing, or the AI is not told what information to prioritize. By making prompt construction sequential, the book teaches users to diagnose prompt quality before blaming the model. Its contribution is less about inventing a new theory of AI and more about converting good communication habits into a checklist that can be reused across different tools and tasks. Secondly, the template library emphasizes practical reuse across real-work situations. The book is strongly differentiated by its collection of 40 ready-to-use prompt templates, which are presented as tools that readers can copy, customize, and apply. This template-centered approach is important because many new AI users understand the potential of generative tools but struggle to translate that potential into specific requests. A template provides scaffolding. It shows what details should be inserted, what role the AI should play, and what output structure is expected. The practical benefit is speed, but the deeper educational benefit is pattern recognition. By using multiple templates across different use cases, readers can see that effective prompts often share common features even when the tasks differ. A prompt for summarizing information, drafting business communication, brainstorming ideas, or improving text may use different wording, but each requires clarity about purpose, audience, input material, and output criteria. The templates therefore function as both shortcuts and teaching examples. This makes the book useful for readers who want immediate results while also building the ability to modify prompts independently. Thirdly, platform-specific guidance recognizes that AI tools do not behave identically. The AI Prompt Playbook addresses ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and Microsoft Copilot rather than presenting prompt engineering as identical across all systems. This distinction is practically significant. Although large language models share broad conversational behavior, each platform has different interface conventions, integration points, context handling, safety behavior, and strengths in common workflows. Copilot is often used inside productivity environments. Gemini is connected with the Google ecosystem. Claude is frequently associated with long context analysis and careful prose, and ChatGPT is widely used for general purpose drafting, ideation, and problem solving. A prompt that works well in one environment may need adjustment in another because the surrounding tools and user expectations differ. The book therefore encourages readers to think about prompting as tool-aware communication. Instead of memorizing universal phrases, users learn to adapt the same underlying request to the platform in front of them. This is especially useful for professionals who move between systems and need consistency in results without assuming that every model interprets instructions in precisely the same way. Fourthly, prompt comparisons and troubleshooting teach users how to refine weak outputs. Another important element of the book is its focus on side-by-side prompt comparisons and troubleshooting strategies. This is valuable because prompt engineering is rarely a single attempt activity. Users often receive answers that are too vague, off-topic, repetitive, overly broad, or formatted in an unusable way. A comparison between a weak prompt and a stronger version can reveal how small changes alter the output. For example, Adding audience information can change tone, adding constraints can reduce irrelevant detail, and specifying a structure can make the result easier to use. Troubleshooting also helps readers separate model limitations from prompt design problems. If an answer lacks depth, the remedy may be to ask for reasoning, examples, assumptions, or a narrower scope. If an answer is repetitive, the prompt may need clearer boundaries or a different format. This part of the book appears to teach prompting as an iterative editing process. Its practical importance lies in showing readers how to recover from poor results, rather than abandoning the tool or endlessly retyping vague requests. Lastly, security and privacy guidance frames prompting as responsible information handling. The inclusion of AI security and privacy essentials gives the book a broader practical scope than a simple prompt collection. Prompting is not only about getting better answers, it also involves deciding what information should be shared with an AI system. Many users paste business documents, personal details, client information, draft strategies, or proprietary material into chat interfaces without considering data exposure. A beginner-friendly prompt guide that ignores this issue would leave out a major part of real-world AI use. By addressing security and privacy, the book encourages readers to treat AI tools as systems that require judgment, not just convenience. This means considering whether sensitive data can be removed, anonymized, summarized, or replaced with placeholders before prompting. It also means understanding that workplace policies and platform settings may affect what is appropriate to submit. The topic is especially relevant for professionals using Copilot or other AI tools in organizational contexts. This emphasis differentiates effective prompting from careless automation and connects prompt engineering to responsible digital practice. In conclusion, the AI Prompt Playbook is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to prompt engineering without needing a technical background in machine learning. It will be especially useful for students, freelancers, office professionals, small business owners, content creators, and anyone who regularly uses ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, or Microsoft Copilot for writing, research support, planning, summarization, or idea development. Its main practical benefit is that it reduces the blank page problem of prompt writing by combining a structured framework with a large template library. Readers can use the templates immediately, but they can also learn how effective prompts are built and how to modify them for different situations. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand that AI output quality is strongly shaped by the clarity of the human request. Compared with many prompt engineering books that either remain too theoretical or simply list prompts without method, this one stands out through the combination of the craft framework, platform-specific guidance, side-by-side prompt comparisons, troubleshooting advice, and privacy awareness. Its realistic value lies in teaching a repeatable workflow for everyday AI use. It is not positioned as an advanced technical manual, but as a practical operating guide for people who want more dependable results from mainstream AI tools. If you would like to support James Caldwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.